select a father and son podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Game Select, a father and son podcast. My name is Dad, and I'm joined by
Brody.
Yes, Brody was stifling a laugh there. For some reason, he's decided that now is the best time for him to have the giggles. So, Brody, you've decided that you'd like to have a game podcast. Is that right?
Yes.
And we've decided to kind of talk about games that we play on a regular basis, don't we?
Yeah.
And what sort of games have we been playing?
Dizzy.
Yes, and Dizzy is what we're going to be talking about today, which is an older game, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it's one of the newer versions of the
older game. It's the newest one, Wonderland.
Okay, Brody's just knocked his electronic devices over. So we'll have to be careful, Brody, you don't knock drinks and all sorts over while we're trying to record this.
Yeah.
So if you do hear that the table is being banged and chairs are being squeaky, that's just Brody climbing up the walls. He does tend to do that, don't you, Brody? Right, so I suppose let's start with Dizzy. Let me talk a bit about Dizzy and my relationship with Dizzy, the egg. Yes, he's an egg. You can laugh, He is an egg. And he looks like an egg, doesn't he? On the screen.
Yes. So hat.
What we did a couple of weeks ago, we went to the gaming museum, didn't we?
Yeah.
And that was in Sheffield.
Yeah, it had like one of the hardest Dizzy games on there, though.
Yes.
That was the only one available.
That was Fantasy World Dizzy.
Okay.
And yes, it was very hard. It was one of the Spectrum games, wasn't it? The graphics are very simplistic, aren't they?
Yeah.
And on Dizzy games in general, you only used to get 3 lives, and that was the end of it all.
But in Wonderland, there is an option if you just want to do the story and have puzzles.
Exactly. And so that's why that casual mode really helped you, didn't it? You know, and allows you to kind of go, well, we're not. And also helped me in a way, because Dizzy notoriously was very hard and used to die all the time in that game because Dizzy is an idiot and he would roll into the lake. And just drown. There was no stopping him. And we did that a couple of times in Wonderland. So we'll talk about Wonderland. And Wonderland is one of the newer Dizzy games that got released. I think they found it in their loft, the Oliver Twins, and they decided to get it completed. And it's loosely based on
Alice in Wonderland, but also it has some other fairy tales mixed in with it.
Yeah, and Dizzy games tended to do that in the past as well. So, yeah, let's get to it. Let's talk about Wonderland Dizzy. So what did you think of Wonderland Dizzy as you were playing it?
It was good.
Yeah. Very good. You noticed that it was based on Alice in Wonderland.
Yes.
Yeah. And obviously the version that we were playing was on the Evercade cartridge, the Oliver Twins Evercade cartridge.
Yeah.
Which is a really good cartridge. And I think it's actually a bit rare now as well, that cartridge, because I think they've stopped printing it. And I believe initially the proceeds to the sale of that went to the gaming museum that we visited a couple of weeks ago. So that's really interesting. I don't know whether you knew that. Did you know that?
No.
Right. Okay. What do you think of the design of Dizzy?
It's good. It's also simple.
Yeah, and I think it was simple because they didn't have a lot of memory when they were first designing the games. Back in the 80s, they kind of thought, we need a face. You know, I was watching the documentary that was at the Gaming Museum, and the Oliver Twins, they were talking about it. And they needed a sprite that could show a face. So basically, it just ended up with a big circle with arms, and that Dizzy was born.
But Dizzy has a little more characteristics and, like, hats and...
Yeah, in this one he does, doesn't he, I believe. I think, because this style is a bit more cartoony, isn't it?
Yeah.
It looks like it's a bit more hand-drawn, I think, if I remember rightly. And really, the premise of the game, if for anybody who's not aware, you basically go around collecting things and you have to find out who needs those items. And what did you think of that?
Yeah, it was good.
Have you played any similar games like that before?
I think Dizzy might be really one of the only ones of that games like that.
Yeah, there aren't many that are like that. I mean, you can see that things have been inspired later on, can't you? Like, you know, you take an object and you take it somewhere else. Zelda's a bit like that, isn't it, with Link and things, but there's a bit of fighting involved. Of course, there's no fighting in a Dizzy game.
But there is, you can die, but your enemies can't.
Yeah, but you usually die from rolling an acid.
Yes.
Or lava.
Well,
or
water. Actually water.
Or he tends to die from being dripped on from the cave ceilings.
Yeah.
Which is a bit strange. I mean, we did struggle a bit, didn't we? So there were a couple of moments where
there's also moments where we couldn't find out how to wake up some character.
Yes, that's it. And we don't want to spoil it in case anybody, because we recommend people play this. It is really fun. Yes, there were moments where, and I think he used to be asleep in the other games I remember playing as well. I can't remember, is it Dylan?
No, that's the one with sunglasses.
Right, Dylan's the cool one, isn't he?
Yeah,
yes, with the sunglasses.
He's got turned tiny.
Spoilers, but yeah, that's fine. That's fine. I mean, people will know. And yeah, and you've got Denzel as well.
Yeah.
Is Denzel the one?
No, it's Dozy.
Dozy, of course it is. Of course it is. Dozy's the one sleeping, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, the premise of all the Dizzy games really is that there's an evil wizard called Zack, and he's trying to take over the world and steal everyone. That's pretty much it.
Oh yes, why is Dizzy called Dizzy? A lot of them have names that are like similar to them. And then Dizzy is just called Dizzy.
Well, I always assumed, and maybe I'm wrongly assuming, because I don't think I've ever read anything about it, it's because he rolls around a lot. I mean, the movement of him is that he rolls and gets dizzy, I would think. So we played Wonderland, and there are a number of different games on that cartridge, aren't there?
Yeah.
But when I was younger, there was...
There was just a fly.
There was a fly. So you had to clap it, did you?
Yes.
Right. Is it okay, that fly?
Probably not.
Where's it gone?
Probably dead.
Did you ask it if it needed clapping?
No.
Right, okay. So when I was younger, there were a number of Dizzy games. Magic Land Dizzy, Spellbound Dizzy, Dizzy Down the Rapids. That was a different style of game, and that was basically he went down a river avoiding like crocodiles. It was really hard. All Dizzy games are really hard.
Except Wonderland, because there is an option.
Okay, so out of a 10... What would you rate this Wonderland Dizzy game? Compared to other games that you've played?
Compared to other Dizzy games, it's a 10. But in, like, total game, it's a 9. Because, you know, games have upgraded, but...
Yeah, I know. And I suppose the mechanic of dying all the time isn't ideal, is it, I suppose?
No,
but, I mean, it saved here a little bit. We had save states as well, didn't we? So that really helps.
And also went through in the middle of someone's... So one of the characters' text, the game just turned off.
But that was because I hadn't charged the... Because we were playing it on the Super Pocket, which is also a really good device. Very small screen, though. I mean, we were debating whether we should put it on the big TV, because we have the Evercade console itself. But no, we persevered with the tiny small screen, didn't we?
Yeah.
Which made Dizzy even smaller than he normally is. And the person that turned small was even smaller than smaller. Very small. Basically, a tiny dot on the screen just moving around. Very hard to see.
It looked like basically...
Dust.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dust isn't a Dizzy character, are they?
No.
No, they'd be a very small one.
It's Dylan.
Dylan. And Daisy. Dozy. Duke. Is Duke one? I don't think Duke one.
Their names start with D.
They all do start with D, yeah.
Have you not realised that?
Apart from Zack. And the wizard was called Theo.
Yeah, no, they're not eggs though, are they?
No.
All the eggs.
I imagine they're hard-boiled eggs. Because he doesn't split open, does he? Doesn't run out with a yolk. There are plenty of yolks in the game, though. That was a joke, Brody.
I know.
Brilliant. And the music in the game. How did you find that?
Sometimes it does get a little bit annoying and you want to turn it off.
Yeah, because it's kind of repetitive, isn't it?
It's just, like... A tune that goes over and over and over and over and over.
And that's
over
exactly
and
how it was. I mean, I used to play them on the Commodore 64, and although the music was okay, it did get very annoying when it was over and over and over again, especially if you didn't know what you were doing and going back and forward on the map. And the map was quite big here, wasn't it, I think?
Yeah. But the game is actually small, Wonderland.
Yeah, it's not a big game, is it?
There's only like 5 or so friends you have to rescue, and then basically...
Let's not spoil it for everyone. But yeah, it's a fairly short game, isn't it?
Yeah.
But did you have fun with it?
Yeah.
That's all that matters, really, isn't it? So I hope everybody's enjoyed our little discussion about Dizzy. Will you play any more Dizzy games?
Maybe.
Are there any on that Evercade cartridge that interested you? With there were other ones on there, weren't there? So maybe we will revisit Dizzy again.
Yeah.
I know there has been a newer Dizzy game.
Really?
But that was based on The Wizard of Oz. But it's the graphics they look a bit more basic.
What do you mean more basic than old?
Well, like they were on the ones that we looked at the gaming museum. So the newer one. Yeah, I think that might be something we can revisit, look at in the future, can't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, everyone. I hope everybody's enjoyed listening to us. I know this is really the first start, and I'm sure Brody will get more confident as we go forward and maybe talk more. He hasn't really talked too much today. Is there anything you'd like to say, Brody?
One question.
Go on.
Where did all of these eggs actually come from the start? There's no actual...
Yeah, well, they're obviously living human... Well, not human, are they? Living eggs.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
If the eggs started walking out of our fridge, I'd be a bit concerned.
Yeah.
Maybe you could draw faces on our eggs.
Then you have to give them legs, arms, accessory.
Legs, arms. And if you poke legs and arms in eggs, then the yolk will go everywhere, won't it?
Yes.
It's not really what you want to be doing.
And then the egg will break. Like.
Yeah, well, they're hard-boiled, aren't they? Clearly, Dizzy's hard-boiled.
I guess.
And Daisy. And Denzel. And Dozy.
And Dylan.
Dylan. Anyway. What game are we going to be discussing next, Brody? What would you like to discuss next?
Well, if we do get the 1, 2, 3, maybe Crash Bandicoot, but...
Well, we could discuss Crash Bandicoot. We can play Crash Bandicoot 4.
But it won't make much sense, but yeah, we can.
Yeah, I think that'd be fine, starting Crash Bandicoot 4, and then we'll have a... That really is bringing us up to modern day, isn't it? But it's nice to... Let's do something a bit modern next.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I hope everybody's had fun. Brody, do you want to say goodbye?
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Games are like a father and son.